It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island USA wrap up over on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. I'm Kirsten McInnes, joined as always for Love Island by the amazing Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Oh, hello. Hello. I can't complain, so I won't. I'm doing good. I'm very excited to be back here, as I think everyone would agree, Love Island is a major commitment, so it never feels like it's falling at the right time. But at the same time, it was gone for so long that I'm very excited to have it back in my life. So I'm not complaining. I feel like we had a great first episode, and I'm right back into the swing of things.
Hell yeah. And like, even when life is really busy and Love Island is happening at the worst possible time, I'm still just excited to podcast with you. So aww, it like makes it better. I need, I think Sydney said I need a king to match my queenism.
There we go.
And that's you. It's you, baby. Oh,
there we go. See, I was going to go with, was it Timmy's wants his partner in crime / true half. So there we go.
That's us already. You're right. Every other podcast host duo be jealous.
They do.
But yeah, Love Island USA season 4, it's moved to Peacock, and I think that they are making it, quote, raunchier so far just by swearing.
Yeah, I feel like some of these bathing suits might have gotten some blurs on CBS. But
yeah,
otherwise,
you're right. There's thongs.
Yeah, I feel like let's see where this show goes. I think there's definitely a lot more like raunchy humor where even in the first game, it's like demonstrate sex positions. Like, I don't think we were getting doggy style. Not on night one. Not in that style on the CBS. Maybe on the, you know, Paramount Plus exclusive. But over on Peacock, things are hanging out. We are definitely having a new vibe, and I'm not mad about it. I'm glad that they leaned into this.
Yeah, the cheeks are out, and they can say pussy on the show now.
There we go.
The key differences. Another key difference is we have Sarah Hyland as our host now, and I'm not going to judge her off of one episode because I think that would be hateful, but I missed Ariel in this episode.
Yeah, I think she's still getting used to it. I mean, Sarah Hyland, I think, is a fun personality. When she was announced, I kind of was a little confused because I was worried. Mostly that Love Island's a show that doesn't need a host, let alone one of a big name that will like distract from the contestants. So I was a little surprised by the choice, but at the same time, like, has a big social media following. Also is, I forget if her and Wells are engaged or married, but like can potentially bring in the Bachelor audience to another love show. So I ultimately understand the pick, and I feel like she'll grow just fine. We have brought in some established talent to balance that out.
Yes. Ian Sterling. That's his last name, right?
It's it.
Yeah, I don't know why I just got immense like imposter syndrome and was like, did I write his name down wrong? Ian Sterling is the UK Love Island narrator. He is doing double duty right now, narrating Love Island UK and USA.
Oh, you know what? And thank God he is, because this man is so funny. I love him. It's part of, like, if you had never watched Love Island UK and had only listened to like us here, I'm sure that we talked many times about, like, oh, but the announcer is just so good over there. And I think that you're going to see that it definitely improves the product. I think that even just in this premiere, he had like multiple lines that I was writing down, and I'm very excited. I enjoyed Matt Hoffman, and I'm sorry to see him jobless, but I'm not mad at the announcer that we have moved on to.
Yeah, sorry, Matt Hoffman in the unemployment line, but as I said to the Big Brother Matt Hoffman on the Temptation Island podcast, all I can think of when I hear the name Matt Hoffman is the murderer Matt Hoffman, so I'm glad that he's gone from Love Island as well.
Not like the, is it a skateboarder BMXer guy? So common name, but oh, yeah, not
a lot
on
of
show.
Matt Hoffman in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Well, not anymore on Love Island.
Not on Love Island. Now we've got Ian Sterling back. He's so funny. Does a great job. Okay. Also, Peacock is still at least paying for music, so that has not changed.
It's true. I was very excited. Like, we immediately lead with Lizzo. Like, all right, the budget's there. I'm not mad, because I feel like even on like the CBS Challenge just premiered recently, and people were complaining a little bit about the music. And I was like, oh, they shelled out for Love Island. But lucky to see that Peacock has carried that out and realized that it's an important part of the show. And like, it helps it just to have like a young, fresh vibe. And I'm enjoying.
Absolutely. So, okay. So we started off with a little Sarah Hyland sketch that was one of the most uncomfortable things I've seen on television in a long time.
I feel like it was just trying to set it up as like, this is the new Love Island and we're starting over. And it was fine. Fast forward, like, you know.
It was so all good. Like, Sarah Hyland sounded so stiff and like so rehearsed, which like, I know it's going to take time, and I know like she's going to be fine. She's going to get more used to it and be fine. I just like, I think the problem is I don't think of her as like a bombshell, which is how a Love Island host should be to me.
It's what you're used to. Okay.
Yeah. It's what I'm used to. Like, I just don't, she's so beautiful, but she's not like sexy.
Okay. And, you sound like Courtney, but sure.
No, like even just in the way she carries herself. I don't know. I just, maybe it's because I like watched her grow up on Modern Family. So she, to me as a child, I don't know.
No, I think that's fair. And I think that you wouldn't expect her with her like solid acting career to be a little stiff on the first episode, but she's easing in. I'm willing to give her wiggle room. But yeah, this was a little awkward.
Yeah, like, she's gonna be fine. She's gonna be fine. But right, this one was not the best.
And if she's not, she won't be here that much anyway. So, whatever.
Now, Skelly, what do you think is going on with her hair?
You know, it's humid. It affects everyone differently. But, you know, Sarah, looking great. I approve.
I don't know. Something off about it to me.
Well, who knows?
I don't know. I feel like I sound like I just have like a hate boner for Sarah Hyland. I promise.
Hey,
I
Ian
don't.
Said she is style, class, but no GPS, whereas I am the exact inverse. So we fit in well.
Stop it, Skelly. You have class and style.
Oh, wow.
And a GPS. You have it all. The full
wow,
package.
Wow. A triple threat, honestly. So
get yourself a man with style, class, and a GPS.
That is actually what most of these women listed as their must-haves. So that's good.
I mean, honestly, I was on those apps not that long ago, and it sounds about right. So they do like a very UK Love Island-esque scene with like everyone getting the text that they're coming on the show, but just like made it worse and more awkward.
Yeah, I feel like maybe COVID restrictions like limited this, because there usually are like background extras who are like, whoa, they're so hot. And like, this cast is very attractive. I think the first thing yes. that a lot of people said as soon as it was released was like, oh, this looks like a Love Island cast. The vibe was just a little different between the US and UK cast. Not that the US cast was not extremely attractive before, but just a different vibe. And
it's
this
just different.
More fits into the UK aesthetic, I would say.
I think they've had more pre-show plastic surgery.
One or two. So it's just like, And I think, like, has Isaiah ever taken his shirt off before? Because it was a little awkward. But otherwise, I think most of them got into the scene fine.
Yeah, I just think it's because I feel like, am I blacking out? I feel like on the UK one, they don't like instantly tear off all their clothes to be in a bathing suit, like in the first second. Like, am I blacking out? That.
Like, do they just magically fly away from their bodies sometimes as they exit the airplane that they're flying?
Well, on? Yeah, that's like, different. That is different than awkwardly tearing your own clothes off your body.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of the two, but usually there's some disrobing going on.
Well, yeah, it's Love Island. You have to be naked at least part of the time.
Courtney's favorite outfit.
But it's so weird because she's a stylist. It's like so random.
Actually, don't buy any clothes. This is my advice.
I found especially the women, I found to be very funny.
I agree.
Just always good. Do you have any thoughts on the villa? I felt like it was a very standard Love Island villa.
Yeah, it definitely fits the vibe. I like that we have the long, narrow bedroom, everybody right in a row. Things are not being hidden. It felt just like the vibe of the villas that I'm used to. If you told me that they just redecorated the existing villa, most of the times I would believe you. So it fit right into the vibe of, you know, any other.
I felt like I was in Mallorca. Okay, so I guess we could get into the cast.
Yes.
I hope everyone knows, like, we don't record the video for this, but Scally and I did ride in standing up in Jeeps in our bathing suits.
It's true.
Just like Devin Serenity.
It is true. Thong bikini only.
That's why we can't record the video.
Yes, there are standard practices on the network. So
yeah, on RHAP and YouTube, don't allow what Peacock allows. Oh god. Okay, so our first woman is Deb, who is 26 from somewhere in California. I didn't write it down. It feels weird to me that there's a 26-year-old woman named Deb who is this hot.
See, I loved it when later even I don't remember if it was Jesse.
I think Jesse says, come here, Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie. And I was like, her name is Deb, sir. Like, we are sticking to this. So, you know, I was not prepared for a Deb to show up on the season, but I'm kind of obsessed now that there is one.
Yeah, she seems to be very funny. She says her type is attention, but also tall, tan, muscular. She's kind of into mullets. And she really likes manners.
That is true. She also says that she's been single for so long, 4 years, that if she doesn't leave here with someone, she's going to become a nun, and clarifies a nun. So Deb's good. I feel like she's been fun. She doesn't understand why you're not allowed to date every single one of the guys in the villa, to which I say, do it. Try it.
make out with all of them. This could be emergent gameplay, Deb.
Yeah, Deb, I'll be thrilled to root you on if you, like, date every single person in there. Please. That would be very good TV.
Now, Scally, did you know that as little ships go out to sea, I dip my spoon away from me?
You know, I didn't, but I will never forget it.
I don't think I have ever dipped my spoon away from me. I must be just like a heathen at the dinner table. Yeah.
I'm not the biggest soup boy, so I guess I missed that lesson.
Yeah, I'm not a soup gal either.
Yeah. Amazing. I've grown to like, for clarification. Wow.
Some soups, I guess. I'm picky.
You're just writing off half of all foods by your standards. But
well, okay. No, there's two categories for food, but that doesn't mean half fits into each.
Okay.
Also, I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with categorizing things. Yeah. That's why you simplify it by only having two categories.
Exactly, which Deb would say she has the big personality. People can't handle her. You can't categorize her. Right. You know.
Yes. And she's joined by Serenity, who is 28 from New Orleans and is one of the most stunning. Again, all of these women are so beautiful. But again, Serenity's so beautiful. She's looking for intelligence. She's previously dated for personality, but now she wants to mentally, emotionally, and physically be interested in someone, which I think might be the bare minimum.
Oh, yeah. I mean, phrased as she wants to jump their bones mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know what? It's a good standard to have. I feel like if you're going to find all three, maybe Love Island is not the place, but, you know, I'm hoping. Also, her dad was a pastor, yet she is not scared to talk about sex.
Well, I think what you're missing is the full direct quote, Scally, which is, "My dad is a pastor, but I am adventurous in the bedroom." One of the most insane sentences I've ever heard uttered, because those two things should never be tied.
Really? They're not in a direct correlation. That is interesting. Okay. Well, good to know.
But everyone knows the pastor's kids are always the worst behaved.
Well, yeah, you know what, she's even talked about how she was previously engaged, so like there's more here with Serenity that I'm interested to learn about, where she talks about how she's previously engaged, she raised in a small town, never thought she was pretty, so she really developed her sense of humor. Early favorite vibes for me are jumping out.
I was sitting there writing my notes like, I am not going to let the show make me believe Serenity can find love. I won't let them. And then by the end of the episode I was like, she's winning.
Right. And the thing is, I liked this. Did you like this choice as the first two to enter the villa?
Yes. They feel like all of the women have like big personalities, it seems like. But Deb and Serenity to me feel very compatible. I see bestie vibes for them, not just because they came in first together. They just really click. And it also seemed like they made other people feel more comfortable as they came in. What did you think?
Completely agree. I feel like they were both super bubbly, super fun, big personalities. I think it was the exact right choice. As you said, they clicked immediately. I did write down two things they said, which I found relatable, where they said, "My type is attention." Totally get it. Get it. And the other one question was, I believe it was Serenity who asked, "Who is our future papa?"
Yeah. He said, "Who is your future papa?"
So
what are you interested in?
Are they Papa's girls? Is that what we're going with?
I'm just wondering, should we rename RHAP the Papa Network?
Oh, that might be in order.
No, I've heard like Poppy.
Sure.
I haven't heard Papa in a sexual tense before.
You know, there's a first for everything.
Is this what the kids are saying?
Well, if it is, I don't want to know.
You're right. It's none of my business. Okay. Next, we got Sydney coming in. She's 22 from Houston. She's our redhead. And now we have three women who could dress up as totally spies together.
Oh, yes. All friend groups must be totally spies. Sydney, like, here's the difference. Sydney, big personality. Not bubbly and welcoming, yeah, necessarily.
She is definitely, I would say, like the most vulgar. Question? Maybe Corny is. Between Sydney and Corny, those two are a lot more. And I feel like there could have been issues with them getting on CBS Love Island, but on Peacock, it's all welcome.
Yeah, so, I mean, she was dropping quite a few F-bombs, some P-words were dropped, everything coming out of her mouth. Yeah, you know, I still am on, you know, standards and practices over here. But
I already said pussy on this podcast.
Well, you can. But yeah, I mean, she opens with like, it takes a lot to piss me off, but if you do, I will verbally annihilate you. But like, aren't I nice? It's like, sure, she might be. But also, listen, I'm expecting an argument.
She's me, okay? That's exactly, no one, I feel like, how I present myself.
No one else ever had that thought, please. Not every person watching.
How dare you? I love, she's the one who said, "I need a king to match my queenism." I don't really know what queenism is, but I am going to make it my whole identity now.
You know what? I will support.
I'm so glad to have a friend like you. Okay, so then Zeta comes in. Zeta?
Yeah. The only last thing I have about Sydney is where she says she has the worst experiences with men, where everyone wants to sleep with the redhead, but they don't want to cuff the redhead or get That's in a long-term right. relationship. I think that may have more to do with the fact that she's 22.
Yeah. I don't know how many,
is everyone like, let me lock down this 22-year-old? Like, really?
I mean,
that's the priority. Maybe in Texas. I don't know.
I think the people trying to lock down 22-year-olds are like 40-year-olds.
Well, some people have said they have dated 40-year-olds in the past, but not Sydney, I believe.
No, not Sydney. That was, I think, Deb?
I think it was Zita.
Oh, was it? Okay, Deb. Yeah. Someone where it at least seems like more age appropriate.
Yeah, not too, you know, it's doable.
Yes. So yeah, Zita came in, 29, from London. They brought in a token Brit for the season.
Who's actually British this time?
Yeah, she's not faking that accent. I don't believe her ex is going to be on this season of F-Boy Island.
Yeah, he would pretty much already have to be. So, which one of them? She talked about a few, but
the chicken or the egg in that situation.
It's true. It's true. I really liked Zita. I feel like she was a lot of fun. I do think that a lot of her intro package was kind of. Most of the time was given to like, look at British slang, isn't it funny? Which, like, yes, it is superior, start using it. But also, I don't feel like we got a ton about her here and learned more as the episode went.
Yeah, I didn't write anything that she said down. I only wrote that bathing suit because it is like a cup, like an underwire, and then just like tied around, and it is a feat against gravity that I was so like the engineering involved in that bathing suit, I couldn't focus on anything else.
You know, it was quite the bathing suit. That's true. Like,
I don't understand how it works. I don't know.
It's true. It's true.
Yes, but yeah, they really are leaning into basically her long, long legs and her accent.
Yeah, I think that's not super surprising on the show. I think that they do a good job of giving us a good amount of Zita later on, and I'm hoping that we get to know her even better in the future.
Yes. And our last woman is Courtney. She's 24, from Florida. She's a lot.
Courtney is a lot.
But don't worry, I have the big hands. I'll be okay.
Oh, you can have that's good. Yes, definitely. People always tell her she's too much, but she just thinks they need bigger hands. And at first
MF-er.
I was like yeah, Courtney, like they do. And then I was like, maybe no, we'll meet in the middle somewhere. She says that like she is bubbly, she has a raunchy sense of humor, though distinguishing I would say more from some of the earlier women that have entered the villa, listing what emotional intelligence, sense of humor, ambition, and a dick as her priorities.
She really needs a dick at the end of the day, and you know what, relatable queen.
You know, and then very quickly was surprised to get after that she actually identifies as bisexual and has dated two women before. So maybe she has, you know, open horizons. She is I'm glad to see bisexual representation on the show.
I wrote bisexual icon. And then the next line says her fantasy is to have sex on a spaceship. And she so her horizons really are open.
Oh, boy. yeah, well, she said she is also going to ruin the boys' lives in the best way possible, which I am curious.
Do it.
What that means.
Ruin their lives.
Yeah, I feel like we might already be on our way with one of them.
Oh, yeah, no. That little boy. He's not ready.
Yeah, that boy is going to be devastated.
But yeah, so perfect timing. Andy comes in, is the first guy to come in. He starts talking. He's 23, from Minneapolis, a baby. He's already a realtor, so he is primed for reality TV.
Oh, yeah. College athlete turned realtor. Feel like they picked him up at the casting convention. Definitely not surprised. Andy also talks about how he nonstop says the word oop. So... Oh. Expecting merch out of Andy after the season, and also says that he loves to be called daddy. So daddy Andy.
He's 23. I'm sorry. I know he's not for me. Like, he's not on the show for me, a 29-year-old woman to be looking at. Like, I feel like with Andy and Isaiah, like, I need to avert my gaze when they're on the screen because it just feels wrong. Like, I don't need to see them, like, these children.
You don't perceive, okay.
I don't perceive. But what I especially don't perceive is a 23-year-old wanting to be called daddy.
You know, it happens.
Like, who's daddy? Like a stuffed animal?
He's up front.
Listen, I don't know why he's here. And also...
I really like his personality.
No. Also,
I see red flags.
I find
not the same red flag
unsettling also.
I think he's not ugly.
Like, he's not ugly. But when he smiles, everyone's like, oh, he has such a nice smile. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't like it.
I love it. I like that he is just like, he's a bubbly boy. He like says he used to be a heartbreaker, but
when?
I don't know.
In middle school?
I'm wondering when. Yeah.
When was the time?
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see, Andy. You seem like a little bit of a puppy dog so far. So curious to see how that develops. But I think he's a fun personality. I think that he is just like always going to be at a 10 out of 10 pretty much in this villa. So I'm very excited to watch him. I am enjoying. I have seen a couple things that I've like raised my nose at with Andy. But ooh, for now, I am going to be enjoying Daddy Andy as it is.
Good. No, absolutely not. He will be Baby Andy to me.
See, also, like, there's already a Baby Andy. I thought about it, but
yeah, well, sorry, that Baby Andy's gonna go back to adult diaper Andy. It's just how the world works. Sorry.
Well, you know what, I like that we are back to this time we're having the women step forward. I feel like we've had this conversation over and over, but prefer the women stepping forward, the men stepping forward.
I feel like every year I'm like, I wish the men would have to step forward. Why is it always the women stepping forward? And I've just let go and let God. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah,
who cares?
I think it would be a little better, personally, but is what it is. So, we get actually Serenity steps forward for Andy.
And I am like, Serenity, step away from the underage boy.
Oh no.
No, but she says she likes a good smile. She likes tall gents and she's trying to climb a tree.
Yeah. You know, I could see it. I feel like cute couple could happen, but unfortunately, Andy does not see it.
No, Andy chooses Courtney, and I wrote very age appropriate next to that.
I feel like for the most part, we did get pretty age appropriate.
They're all like pretty much the most age appropriate you could get.
Yeah, I feel like that was pretty good, but you know, I liked that we checked in where. You know, Zita and Deb say that they didn't want to step forward. Zita noting that Andy didn't make any eye contact with her, which I found interesting. Mm-hmm. Deb saying that she had to get over the Minnesota accent.
I loved it.
You know, a little funny.
Absolutely loved it.
And then Courtney was surprised, but she didn't want to put all her eggs in one basket in the first round.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Courtney didn't step forward for anyone.
Yeah, I think that the thing is, I think maybe some of the guys might be more likely if they're already coupled up to then again step forward. And I think that's part of why I'm looking at the guy stepping forward as being better TV. But Courtney, I don't know that would have stepped forward for anyone moving forward. Like Zita later talked about how that was her plan. I think that a couple of people come in here with that plan. But I was glad to see that for the most part, everyone was making moves.
Yeah, I don't think Courtney's person is here.
Not yet.
It could happen, but as of right now, no.
Yeah.
So then we get Timmy. So this is the second man with a E ending to their name. I didn't read Andy for those. It because he's 23, so he has time. He has 2 years before he switches to Andrew, as far as I'm concerned. Timmy's 29 and he's going by Timmy. It's a red flag. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. How do you feel about Timmy so far outside of that?
But I love him.
I'm a big fan. I feel like we packed the guys with the big personality up forward too. I was very excited to see Timmy on this cast. I feel like super fun. Timmy Swerve, as he calls himself. If you're asking who he is, mind your business. Like every line he was saying, I thought was like genuinely funny.
I laughed when he goes, I love words, wordplay, metaphors, similes.
He's good. Yeah. I'm not mad.
Okay. Well, give me one. I really liked when he said life is a movie. Who you want to watch that movie with?
Yeah. Like not live it, not be in the movie, but just watch it.
No, you're watching. You're a passive participant.
You know, it's fine. He swerved love up until this point. Something's always been up in the way. But, you know, after liking a couple pictures, they like a couple pictures. You like a couple pictures. He'll slide in those DMs. Let them know what's
up. It's organic.
Yes, just organic. That's what he's all about.
Organic vibes, just like this podcast. I feel like he was the only guy that wore like sandals and not big sneakers with his bathing suit.
Okay.
Which is a green flag. Okay, I feel good. I feel like the sneakers with the bathing suit is a little like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You're on Love Island.
Yeah. Those shoes are coming off soon enough.
Yeah, exactly. So like what, you're gonna have smelly sneaker feet?
Yeah. I don't understand the move.
Yeah, I don't get it. I was really surprised. Like I commented in my notes on like Andy's sneakers, and then every other guy except for Timmy was also in sneakers. And I was like, did I miss the memo? Like, is this what's cool now?
Maybe they like had like a press day or something, and so they were dressed for that and then quickly changed over. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Give them sandals.
But yeah, I like Timmy. I think Timmy's really cute. Sydney and Zita both step forward. Sydney almost falls and dies. Yet another similarity to yours truly.
Yeah, very funny. Immediately was laughing. But I guess Timmy didn't find it quite as endearing. He goes for Zita.
Yes, and they make a very attractive couple.
Extremely. I like that Zita's already joking, like, oh yeah, I'm taking him home, bye. Like, we're both happy,
we're done here, let's go.
Yeah, so I was happy to see that. I feel like this could be a fun couple.
Yeah, I like it. I could see it. Next we get Isaiah from South Dakota, who is 21. I wrote a child with about 15 exclamation points.
Yeah, this feels irresponsible. No, like
well, no, but so here's the thing, like I also would be like, yeah, like I feel like when the girls are younger, that's also like a problem. Like Sydney being 22 is I'm raising an eyebrow at it.
Sure.
But I just feel like, you know, in the heteronormative world of Love Island, it's a lot more likely to me that like a 22-year-old woman would be thinking about a long-term partner than like a 21-year-old man.
Yeah. The thing is, though, when Sarah set them down at the fire and was like, who's here for love or who's here just for a good time? And they all were like, like they didn't know how to answer
love. Obviously.
Yeah.
What, you didn't think that was sincere?
Yeah, I feel like it was Zita, right, who was like, oh, I'm here for love, and they're like, oh yeah, us totally too. So I don't know, I'm kind of just looking at it as like, all right, so here's one person who will not be leaving in like a serious long-term relationship, but you know, I don't know that his like intro package would have given me the vibe that he would be anyway, regardless of his age, because he is all about a great time, life of the party. And I did not see that translating to, I am here looking for the love of my life, long-term relationship.
He is certainly not. I hate his dangly earring and I hate his stupid haircut.
See, everyone else was like flagging these up as green flags, or at least a couple people.
And I don't know if maybe I'm just old now, and so like I don't understand what's hot, but like he looks like he's in Dumb and Dumber. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Oh, poor Isaiah. I don't know. I am interested to get to know more about Isaiah, in that he talks about how he didn't have the best relationship with his family growing up, to the point where he actually moved out with his friend at 16. But, you know, he also then did move back in with his family because family's all you got. I was like, wait, what? Like, that feels like interesting.
At the end of the day, unless Isaiah reproduces.
Well, we'll see. I'm curious to see what the story of that was, if we ever do get it. I would be interested to know. But he claims he's super open to love, and whatever. I will choose to believe it for now.
I think if I were drafting which man on this cast wants to choke a woman, I would draft Isaiah first.
Oh, I'm going to abstain from the draft. Yeah, I'm going to abstain. I don't know what anyone's kinks are, but that is their business.
No, it's listen, straight men born after 1995 want to choke women. It's just a fact.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he chooses Sydney, and I said once again, age appropriate.
Yeah, I definitely was like sigh of relief when this couple matched up.
If he had picked Deb, I would have been horrified, because I know Deb would have been horrified, right? Like, yeah, to be 29 and you think someone's hot and then you're like, oh my God, they're 21. It's like your stomach would drop out your ass.
Is Deb 29? I had the
isn't
cheese.
That who I ever she's Deb? 26. Oh, she's 26. She's 26. Sorry, I was thinking of Zeta's 29.
Yeah, so
still at 26, if I'd seen a 21-year-old, I still would have been like, oh.
They are different stages of life. I don't know how differently you know, you're going to be approaching things in the Love Island villa, but mm-hmm. I do have to think after a certain number of conversations, you're very quickly going to realize that things are different here. So I do agree that this was the better match.
Absolutely. And even like, it seems like Sydney is into him, but even when she was like, oh, well, like, do you go to school? What do you do? And when he said he was a server, I feel like she kind of was like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Which, like, listen, he's on Love Island so he can be an influencer, okay? He doesn't want to serve anymore, and he also doesn't want to go to school. So
that
I respect the
accurate.
Hustle.
That is very accurate.
I respect the hustle.
I did notice that he was, like, very quiet in choosing Sydney. He was like, yeah, I'll take Sydney. Like, oh, okay. Like, he sounded very enthusiastic. And I do like Deb being like, well, I really should have stepped forward sooner. Like, having regrets, Deb, of not stepping forward.
Yeah,
I
think like, those, who did she want?
I don't know. I really couldn't know. Maybe either of the first two were looking better after she got rejected by Isaiah.
I went to Google Isaiah Love Island USA, and I am floored to recall that there was an Isaiah last season.
I knew this was going to happen. Yes, there was.
he's so handsome.
Well, that's not who we got this time.
No, it's a different one, and it's a crying nope. Shame.
Nope. You know what? I think Deb is she is retroactively happy that she held off, because Jesse enters next, and Deb likes Jesse, huh?
Yeah, and Jesse is so hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27. He's from Houston, Texas, and he says he was raised by women, so he respects women differently.
Yeah, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know that rush.
Three lines later, he says, TYC, take your chick. So
yeah. Also rushing out of the villa on the first night, like leaving her behind, wasn't like my favorite move. I understand it. It'd be like, you have no actual like locked in loyalty.
Just
I guess you're not together.
Wagon.
Yeah, why not? But the way that he rushed into it, like, I want to be the one to do it. I was like, so I don't know. I'm not saying that it's not the case. But I, also when he said that, like, we are not having sex on the first night, but like maybe the second, it's like, if she wants to, that's her choice. So, you know what, Jesse, that's not necessarily, you know,
I mean, if that's his boundary that he doesn't hook up on the first night,
yes,
that's great. But he really presents it as like, oh, she'll be begging me and I'll say no, but tomorrow it's fine.
I'm doing her a favor because she shouldn't want to do this on the first. It's like, well, if she wants to, she wants to, which maybe that's not how he meant it. But it like the way that it was edited together came across.
Yeah, he might be tall and toxic for the season.
I don't know about that. I'm not getting those vibes just yet. I'm still liking Jesse.
We'll see.
I do like the story about where he says a girl answered in a towel. They made eyes, thought he might get lucky on the job, but not his style. So he left, wrapped back around after work. Jesse had sex on the job. Did he definitely not?
Yeah, he definitely had sex on the job. What? He's driving back hours later when he doesn't know if she'll be home.
Yeah. Hi, remember me? I delivered your Fresh Direct order. Do you want to have sex now? Like, what?
Remember, I was here. You were in a towel. We locked eyes. about 6 hours ago. You dear, are you still attracted to me? It's like, okay, stalker, let me call 911 real quick.
Yeah. You know what, Jesse, I understand. Keep that job. Not that you're probably going back to it after you get like a decent following on Instagram. But I understand.
Delivering packages.
That is certainly something that he loves. That's true.
But yeah, so Deb steps forward. He chooses Deb. Easy.
That's true. It's true.
And then we get Felipe. He's 32 and he's from Brazil. He does not say where in Brazil. These shows always are like, please list the town and population if you're from the United States. But if you're from anywhere else, just the country's fine.
Yeah, you know what? It is what it is. I don't think they had the most faith in the viewing audience. Would be nice to know, but it's definitely, you could look this up.
Yeah, we could definitely look it up.
Sao Paulo, I believe. Current location is Dubai, as according to here. Was not mentioned, but you know what? Felipe, 32, which is good, because for a second I did think I heard 22, and that made me nervous. And also I was like, how did he like have so many career changes at 22? But sure. So no, glad to have had it confirmed that it was 32. Is a little more surprising to hear the line of that relationships are 95% about sex for him at 32. That makes more sense from a 22-year-old. But you know what?
You know, sometimes men surprise you at all ages.
It is what it is. He was a pro soccer player, but he prefers to work with hot women. So
yeah, that's what he says in his intro package. But later we find out he had knee surgery. So... I think there's more to the story here.
Yeah, he gave one answer and they were like, no, no, give a different one for the intro package. Why did you change jobs? Say a different one.
Yeah, he likes brunette women.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Not super specific in a type, but...
Yeah, you know what? Not everyone has a super specific physical type.
He did later in the episode talk about how he likes women with tattoos. Yes. So.
And none of the women, the starting women, have tattoos, at least none that I saw.
Yeah, no, like, visible, I would not, like, say, like, oh, they're a girl with tattoos.
Yeah, like, so. like there could be maybe one or two small tattoos that I just didn't clock, but, like, no one's a girl with tattoos.
Yeah, I do also like, he says in his intro package, like, I don't care about the guys, I'm just here for the girls. And then as soon as he goes out there, he's like, wow, the girls are amazing, but the guys also. It's like, okay, you are here for the guys. Like, we're trying to mirror the bromance, which I always like the friendships on the show. It's one of my favorite parts. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who Felipe has a bromance with. Serenity steps forward and he chooses Serenity. So that was easy. Nobody was like on the sub bench
immediately. Like, I don't think that the show is probably thrilled. He just takes a step forward and is like, I'm taking her, just so you know, like, this is happening. Does not wait for any of the formality of the show.
Yeah. And but I liked that because I feel like when it's the last two, it can seem a little awkward. It can seem a little forced. And so. But even though they were the last two there, the way she stepped forward and the way he just was like, yes, was like, okay, this feels like more of a choice.
Mm-hmm. He was like putting his arms around her. She was leaning into him. Yeah, I definitely sensed vibes immediately.
Cute and cuddly.
It's true. It's true.
We love to see it. So our couples are Andy and Courtney, Timmy and Zita, Isaiah and Sydney, Jesse and Deb, and Felipe and Serenity.
Yeah, I'm liking the couples. I feel like it's a good mix of personalities. I think that some of these seem like they'll be more successful than others, as will soon be proven true. And overall, I was like a thumbs up on the season and at this point, and you know, on the premiere. And
yeah.
Only kept going.
100%. So we kind of get little clips of each couple talking. I feel like not all of them really gave a lot, but I did feel that Courtney and Andy had one of the most awkward conversations of all time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the only couple that we get two actual conversations with. So I think we can just discuss them both now. Yeah. Where she says basically like, I would have stepped forward for you if you weren't the only one. And they're like, oh, that's so cute. Andy is obviously very into Courtney's like The smile is taking up half his face. He's very excited that they're partnered up, but reveals that he is actually business partners in real estate with his mother, who is also his best friend.
And his roommate.
We find that out later, but yes, also his roommate. And he does agree that, yes, in fact, he is a mama's boy.
Listen, you want to find someone who's good to their mom, but you don't want to find someone whose whole life revolves around their mom.
Would you say someone classifying themselves as a mama's boy is a red flag?
I think depending on the conversation, but mostly yes. Ooh. What do you think about that?
I don't generally feel a problem about it, but
I think the main thing is, like, if they're describing, like, self-identifying as a mama's boy, then their mom is probably, like, very involved in every aspect of their life. And it's like, you want to date a guy, you don't want to date his mom. Like, it's good if they get along. It's good if you get along with their mom. But you never want to be like, oh, sure, all you talk about is your mom. You're with your mom all day. Like, that's the only, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's too much and it's no.
Sure. And so I think that, like, the context of the conversation was bad. Like, it was not great in that most of their opening conversation revolved around his mother. It didn't seem great. Like, as Ian even says later, like, Courtney is not his usual type in that she's not 25, like, birthed him and calls her mom. So, like, great line, but sad for Andy. I feel like it definitely could have just walked it back a little bit. It seemed like the moment he answered yes to being a mama's boy, she got the ick. She was not into it. Mm-hmm. And, like, her face immediately changed. So I think that that was a little, like, soon to be out for me. But what came later, I definitely was like, all right, like, hard out here.
He also was, like, really weird about her being bisexual.
Extremely, and I've been waiting.
Yeah, like, it was very weird the way, because she, like, I feel like it's very obvious that the show is excited about having a bisexual woman. And I'm, you know, already feel like, okay, well, they are probably going to lean into fetishizing this, which is not good. We don't love that. But she says, oh yeah, and I've dated two girls before, which, like, she's super open about her sexuality. That's amazing. We love that for her. And he's like, oh wow, so I have more competition. Oh, don't make more competition for me.
Yeah, the way he's saying it, like, he's very clearly joking and, like, thinks it's fun, but it comes off like big red flags for me, where, like,
it comes off as, like, has never met a queer person before.
Yes, I was not super surprised, being that, I don't know, just the vibe I got, I was not super surprised. I feel like her giving him the response of, like, well, then you better step it up. Like, great response. But I wouldn't be surprised if this was actually even the bigger reason that she had the ick, but they didn't want to show it on TV.
Yeah, I could 100% see that. But, you, like, know? I will admit, the mama's boy stuff also
gave
the ick. So I think they've had two conversations, and in both situations, big ick.
I get it. Definitely fair. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested. Like, we got multiple conversations about Courtney being bisexual, actually, which was great. I hope that it is not just conversations, but there are actual other bisexual people on the cast, and that they would be allowed to couple up if they so chose. But it was, like, very, like, interesting hearing her talk about how her first relationship, she was figuring out her sexuality while in a relationship, who was already, like, comfortable and out as bisexual. And he's just like, ha, like, cool. Doesn't know what to say. And that's going to be a problem. I feel like, though he is 23 and she is 24, we have a maturity imbalance.
Yeah. And, like, lack of world experience.
Yes.
Really weird. I thought that his vibes were just vile.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. That's why I was like, all right, the Daddy Andy joke is going to be funny, and then we will shed the name. So you're lucky. I was devastated to find out that the man who I could, you know, make you cringe by saying daddy many times on the podcast, but no, he does not deserve. I might drop it once in a while still, but you know, mama's boy Andy might fit better.
Yeah, only ironically he wants to be called a daddy because he wants to marry his mom. Is that the problem?
No.
Oh, no.
Someone call Freud.
Oh, boy. I mean, it was funny where she's like, wait, so like, do you live together? And he's like, yes. And she's like,
literally, like, her soul left her body. Like, I've never seen anyone more uncomfortable.
Yeah. And look, he's 23. Like, I don't think that that is like a big problem at 23. I don't think.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know what I mean? But and like, I think the fact that like, what is he going to own his own business? Like, no, he took an opportunity and like did all of this. But just the fact that it is the main topic and like all we're talking about in conversations number one and two feels like a lot.
They live together, work together, they're best friends, and also she birthed him. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of time together.
Yeah, you know, not great. He's a 10, but he's a mama's boy. Not we know is how you stand. Wow.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, no, I like even where Courtney's like, I feel so blessed to be coupled up with him because he's so sweet and a little nugget, but I want a man and that's not it.
He definitely is a little nugget.
Yeah, Mandy, he is not.
That was horrible.
It was so bad.
That was, wow, you should be ashamed.
I always am.
So the other conversation that actually like seemed like they vibe was Jesse and Deb, because they actually talked like a little bit about their lives. They talked about loving dogs. Jesse has a pit bull named Samson. It felt like a connection.
Yeah, I felt like, oh, are we locking in a couple like really early? Because while I find that cute, I don't always love just someone being like an initial couple locking in all the way through. There's never any drama. And so like, I find them very cute. It does not seem that they are going to be as locked in as this conversation may give you, because it was just connection after connection after connection, checking all the boxes. What a coincidence. She loves flirting with the delivery package guy. It's like, oh, sure. Who has that in common?
I just like, I try to avoid seeing people that I don't know. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, leave it at the door. Thanks.
Imagine not checking contactless delivery.
Yeah, like I don't, it could never be me.
Yeah, but you know what? A pet pit bull named Samson and a pet pig named Pig Floyd are big bonding points.
A match made in heaven. It turns out liking warm weather and animals is not necessarily the basis for a lasting connection. Yeah,
I mean, you know what? This could still work like very easily. I could see them going on the date. Jesse's like, didn't feel it. Deb's awesome. And Deb just being like, oh, like you, Jesse. And they go back to fine. You know, like this could be totally fine next episode.
I feel like this could also be a vibe of like, I can't remember which Love Island UK couple is reminding me of where like they seem solid, but also he was taking every opportunity to go on dates.
Oh, and so going many on dates
with everyone.
So many of the couples.
I can't remember. But I'm like thinking of a specific one, I think on season 4, maybe.
Okay.
But I can't remember who. I just like feel like I very distinctly remember that plot line.
Yeah, I would say that there are too many of them to just narrow it down by that. So
You're right.
It is a trope. I feel like I enjoy that on Love Island. They are going to be going on all of these dates. They're going to be mixing it up. So glad to see that Jesse and Deb are not just locked in, even if they end up being a little later, because they are cute together.
Yes, very cute. Did any of the other couples' combos like give you much?
I mean, I really did enjoy all of the convos. I'm trying to, like, I thought that Zita and Timmy actually seemed like a pretty good connection, but nothing in that conversation I thought was super interesting. I like how Serenity was like, wow, 12 years? Like, you could have gone pro. And he's like, I did. So I thought it was funny they bonded over, like, she did, like, cheerleading and gymnastics. So,
yeah,
like,
she went to Worlds in cheerleading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extremely impressive. Curious where she competed, but so like they both have competed at extremely high levels. They're both super athletic. I think that is a good bonding point. But again, Felipe later in the episode going on that date. So,
but he at least he wasn't like, yes, I'm going and I'm the welcome wagon. He was like, oh, well, you know, if no one wants to go, I can go.
I mean, I didn't read it as like a, well, I'm forced to go on the date.
Oh, no. That's not his motivation at all. But like, he wasn't like jumping up like, yes, it is me and I will go. It seemed like everyone kind of was a little unsure because it's night one. And he was like, well, I'll go if nobody else wants to go. And like, I definitely want to go. But like, oh, I'm doing you guys a favor.
Yeah, for me, I felt like, and I mean, we're not there, obviously, but I mean, let's just discuss it now. Like, Andy was the only one where it's like, I absolutely don't need to go on it. I'm totally locked into what I have. And then Jesse, super dumb. I knew this was going to happen. Definitely should have gone. The only one that 100% should have gone. I think Jesse was just like, may as well be me. There's no reason that it's not. Like, I don't think he was like, I need to go by any means. I think if other people had felt more strongly, then Jesse would have given it up. But I think that the rest of the three fell a little more towards the center.
Yeah, I think so. Andy really should have gone.
So dumb. Just so dumb.
Like one of the dumbest. We did see like a girl's chat and a guy's chat. Timmy called Zita that London fog vibe.
Yes, you know the type.
Very sweet. Andy said they're all humble dudes, which I laughed out loud at.
You know what? That is just the description that I would always go for the normal Love Island cast.
Yeah, it's super humble.
But I don't know. I haven't gotten like the biggest egos in the world out of anyone just yet. So
we'll see. Well, yeah, it's been 15 minutes.
Well, that is fair.
We'll see. That remains to be seen.
It's true.
They get ready for their first party. And they, of course, play Suck and Blow.
Yeah, always a fun game. I like that, again, another Ian line that was great. All these guys are missing is a sexy party game. Well, Andy's missing his mom. One more shot at Andy here. But otherwise, Suck and Blow, quite the classic Love Island staple for the first night.
Yes. Lots of challenges. There was a whipped cream kiss. Skelly, have you ever heard of a whipped cream kiss before?
Have I heard of it? Yes, on previous seasons of Love Island. I have definitely heard of food being introduced in the bedroom. I don't know if a whipped cream kiss is the typical go-to, but, may get tossed around.
Listen, at least a whipped cream kiss is avoiding a yeast infection, so it could be worse.
Oh, no.
Listen, if people are bringing food into the bedroom, that's fine, but you gotta protect.
There you go.
Your parts.
It's true.
What did you think about the Isaiah Sydney finger suck? I was about to say singer.
You know what? Sydney was really egging him on, and I was like, this is what being on Peacock does for the show. I don't think that we would have gotten quite as much sexual content here. I think CBS would have been a little more reserved, but still funny. I feel like all of these were good. The one that did stand out to me more was Courtney passing right over Andy to share a triple kiss with Felipe and Zita.
Well, yeah, what? You're going to triple kiss with Andy?
I think she made it very apparent she is not into him. Though they do mime doggy style very enthusiastically, I would say.
Well, Andy, here's the thing. Yes, they mime doggy style. Because, of course, that's what Andy's into. Like, whatever. Everyone's into whatever. It doesn't matter at all. I think everyone is into doggy style. But they're at different rhythms.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Like, they just are not aligned.
It's true.
It's not. I just don't think it's going to work for those two crazy kids.
Yeah. I don't think that, the vibes were not there in conversation or in miming doggy style.
Yeah, they have no physical chemistry.
No, it was more than I expected, given how poorly the conversations had gone, but not the best.
Yeah, I really liked that after that, Courtney goes, sorry to my nanny and both my parents. She is not sorry to her grandpa.
I just don't know that her grandpa is watching.
You think her grandma is?
I think that, fortunately for her, probably.
Oh, no. Well,
at least the premiere.
Well, she should have maybe saved the pantomiming for episode two.
My grandma has watched Love Island, so.
Yeah, that's a bit. Peggy's cool.
And she doesn't have any grandchildren on the show, thank God.
Not yet.
Yeah, as far as we know. Who knows who's in sequester right now?
Oh my God. Have you seen your sister lately?
Okay, well, not my siblings. That's fair. We can confirm.
How many cousins you got?
Quite a few.
Oh, okay. Well, hope springs eternal that we see a Scally on the show.
I think it would be quite surprising.
Yeah, probably. It's fine. So then everyone separates again so that the boys can get a text that there's two girls waiting for them. And nobody even said, oh, I got a text. Not even like a little bit.
Oh, you're so right. It's
I was so mad.
They better, you know, get them into shape. Let's like sort our shit out. We need the iconic, I've got a text.
Like, literally he goes, what is that? Is that a text?
Oh, we have phones?
Who are you? Like, yeah, you have a cell phone in your pocket and it went off. Like, what? Do you not know what show you're on?
Yeah, that's the type of thing where people are like, reality TV is fake. They refilm things. I'm like, refilm that right now. Like, I don't care. Fake the reaction. Put I've got a text on TV.
100%. Fake it. I don't care. I don't care if this is real or not.
I would like, ideally, for everything else to be as real and on the up and up as possible. But if these little moments, I'm fine with the refilm.
He didn't even say I've got a text. I'm mad about it. I'll admit. Yeah. I have to. I assume this is what Blue Balls feels like. I don't know. It's not okay.
It's not. It's truly not.
Listen, Love Island's on Peacock, so we get to also be raunchy.
Well, now you know.
And I don't think Rob watches the show or listens to the podcast. So what? I mean, who's going to snitch?
If he's going to listen, it is the premiere. So we'll see.
Rob, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But not that sorry.
Yeah, you know what? This is the content we're watching.
It's fine. Okay, so Jesse and Felipe sneak out for the date. In about 2.5 seconds, Serenity's like, does anyone know where Felipe is?
Oh my God, she looks so sad.
She looks so sad.
I felt so bad. Like, even before she knew he was going on a date, it's like, hey guys, do you know where he is? And I just was like, oh, they like actually vibed. I felt like things were going well, not to the point where I thought like neither's head could ever be turned by any means, but just like, I don't know. Even when they say, oh, actually they snuck off and went on a date, and Deb was like, oh, I thought you were going to say something real. Like, Deb, I'm sorry. They are gone.
Oof. Sorry, Deb. They climbed the fence.
Yeah, did not go well, but you know what? They'll be back. It might not go well. They could come running back to your arms for all we know. We'll see.
Yes. And so we know there's two new girls. We know there's a brunette with tattoos and a blonde that's not at least heavily tatted. They are going to meet Jesse and Felipe, and we will find out more on tomorrow night.
And tomorrow. Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm like, wow, this episode, though, now that it's streaming, it was like a full hour. Yeah,
it was 90 minutes.
Yeah, so I was surprised. I don't
it's
think
a troubling that development that I am not on board with. If all of them are going to be this long,
I'm not expecting them all to be 90 minutes. We shall see.
I'll admit, I guess. I set it up to 1.4 after we met everyone.
And that is your prerogative. I feel like it was a like really good premiere. I was excited. Yes. And yeah, I think it went really fast despite being a 90 minute premiere, and so it's like, oh, I want more. Well, guess what? Good news, it is on tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day
forever until we're dead.
Well, pretty much.
But yeah, that is the Love Island USA season 4 premiere. We went through the cast, we went through the show. Do you think we missed anything, Scally?
No, I mean, obviously we didn't talk about like some of the conversations, but they weren't the most exciting. We didn't talk about that the big open shower room is back. Yes. So that happens, as well as if there was a line by Sydney I will not repeat from that little section. But I would say no, I feel like we had a good discussion on the premiere. Yeah. I would, my question would be, of these original couples, who are you rooting for so far off the bat? Who's going the distance and who are you rooting for?
Oh, who's going the distance?
Let's pick both.
I don't think anyone is necessarily going the distance. I did get good vibes from Timmy and Zita, though, that they really vibe with each other. So I would love if they go the distance. I think I'm standing Deb and Serenity is who I'm standing.
Sure. Okay.
Well, what about you?
Okay, that's who you're standing. None of the, I was looking for a couple, but sure.
You know what? The real couples are the friends we make along the way.
That is true, and you know that I always root for the friendship couples. But in terms of which couple am I liking right away, I do like the mess of Andy and Courtney. I'm not going to lie. I don't like them as a couple. It's so messy. I would like for Andy to learn a little bit more about bisexual women, but, you know, not that Courtney should have to be the one to teach him. So, we can split them up, but I feel like they are both big personalities that, are going to be entertaining on the show. So in terms of who am I enjoying? I guess I'll say them. And then in terms of who I am looking at going the distance, let me look at, I'm also looking at Zita and Timmy.
Yeah, I got good vibes from them. It seemed like we didn't really see much substance, but it felt like they both were really excited about each other.
But just for the interest of this, I guess since you picked first, you can have them. And then my horse in the race will be Serenity and Felipe. And whichever couple lasts longer wins, I guess.
Okay.
We'll take that bet.
What are we betting?
I don't know. It will be decided. We'll decide off air.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, amazing. Great job, Scally, as always.
All the credit goes to you.
Stop it. Don't even start with me. Scally, if people would like to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Oh, anything I am doing is over on Twitter at @Brian_Scally. Going to try to talk about Love Island. The only thing I will say about Love Island on Peacock, I really wish that there was just like a live stream option where it came out at 9 o'clock, jump in for live tweeting. I think that would be super helpful for marketing of their show. Twitter is huge. Love Island, CBS had a big audience. So if they could ever implement that as a feature, they have other live channels. Love Island, make it. Have a premiere. But otherwise, talking about that, as well as Big Brother, which I am also podcasting about over on RHAP, and The Challenge USA, which I am podcasting about with Matt Liguori over on the Dom and Colin network. So that's a lot of fun. And then I also just was able to guest on the 90 Day Fiance wrap up with Puya. Woo! Ton of fun. Recorded that very late, so things were a little loopy. Yeah, a very fun podcast catching up late in the season of 90 Day Fiance. Always fun jumping in over there.
Amazing. I love it. If people would like to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I am talking pop culture, celebrity gossip, trending topics over on Mess Magnets with Sasha Joseph. So please go check out Mess Magnets. And as well, today we published the finale podcast for BoJack Horse Pod with myself and Lindsay Wilson. So go check that out as well. And I'm going to be on the Big Brother recap on Wednesday and Renap this weekend. So lots of me to go around. And if you like us over here on the Hot Dummies feed, please subscribe at robhaswebsite.com/hotdummies and leave us those 5-star reviews. We only accept 5-star reviews, nothing less. So please make sure to go leave those on your pod catcher, especially at the start of a new season. Your ratings and reviews and subscriptions really help people find the show. So we would deeply appreciate that. But we will be back at the end of the week to break down everything else that happens in Love Island USA Season 4. And we will see you then.
Bye. If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly
a disgrace, so we don't care.